Wow, it's working. Thank you, Jesus. It's been awesome. It's a privilege to be here, and as last song just set the stage, or I will say hit the spot. One day, but what a day is gonna be. And I was just thinking, I said, you know, beside the grave of Jesus Christ is still empty. There's somebody else gonna be graves empty and history's gonna record it. And those graves are going to be your and mine. When we are lifted up, having a gazebo party before our Lord. And many will say, my cousin, my great, 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 great grandfather and mother, their bones are still there. But who are those? There's no bones. There's no evidence. What happened? So as Jesus' graves are still witnessing so many, our graves are going to be a witness. And it's going to be a blessing. So let's bow our heads before the grace of throne. And I need God, the Holy Spirit, help for your sake and my sake and those going to hear this message. Not only online today, but in future, when we are not going to be on this earth for a short time of period until we come back, riding horses, skills with so many things to have an awesome, awesome time together. Father, thank you for this wonderful afternoon. Thank you, Father, for this is a day that you create for us. Not only to rest in your arm, but also same time to wrestle with all thoughts and emotions and attacks and arrows of our enemy that's continually shot on us. Thank you, Father. This earth is our battleground, so we can be prepared for our eternal home where there is no gonna be any tears, any anxiety, anything else. It will be awesome. So, Father, give us wisdom as we go into your word. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm hungry. Sorry. I have to eat it. That's good. I have a question. How fat is your soul? It's a biblical term. God loves fat, healthy one. According to, you know, Genesis to Book of Malachi, for 6,000 years, he said the good fat for me. And he had a wonderful time to enjoy. And it starts with the first two sons of Adam, and then goes into Noah, and the minute he get out and he picks some, you know, good birds and good animals, prepare the table or the altar, and had a wonderful barbecue. And the minute the sizzling happening, the food is on the fire, God, you know, knows. He have a nose. According to Psalm 141, he says, you know, every prayer that we utter, it is like aroma to him. And that's a picture of every priest going into the Holy of Holies before they present anything. That was a picture of, you know, the sweet aroma that was burned. So God loves fat. Good one, I will say. So that's the question. How fat is your soul? Cheetos are, you know, okay to get by for a rainy day, bad day, anxiety day, sometimes, you know, fatty day. But the real issue is, as, you know, Matt talked about, the muscle memory. When we are facing hard time, what is our reaction? Because action produces reaction. And it's going to be two way. Either we are going to be apathetical to the action that need to be taken, or we are going to be, you know, so into and say, I want to do something in the situation I am. Because the muscle memory. And then Brother Doug brought a lot of good stuff, and he was talking about 3 R's. I said, wow. God, the Holy Spirit is working. We never share the notes. I said, I have a 5 R. And I want to share. It was a beautiful question about, you know, what are you restoring for the rainy day, bad day? And I want to talk about, you know, we are all farmers. I'm a farmer. According to my sticker, I'm a father, I'm a former, I am a, what else with F? I'm a family member of royal family of God. I'm forgiven, I'm a follower, I am a, yeah, there's a lot of F, but there's a bad F too. I don't want to go there. So, chewing your cud on God's word. As a farmer, you know, I had never a privilege to have that experience, but in Arizona, sitting on that beautiful mountain, thank God for my Shunammite woman, which is, you know, our godmother that allow us to be in her home and sitting on a mountain to look over the whole city of Prescott, and then deers listen to their shepherd voice, which is, you know, every morning they come. And when they eat well, they will sit down and chew their cud. As I was preparing, I said, Psalm 71 got a lot of good stuff. Lord, what should I can offer for the body of Christ? As an illustration or command or something? Deer just sitting there. And I said, chewing your cud. So I started looking up word. I said, chewing your cud. And I saw some deers and cow just, you know, sitting. And they are living off the food that they already have in their stomach and recall back, because you never know the next meal where come from. So they are chewing the cud. And I said, that's a good way to look at it, because that's what David is doing in Psalm 71. Chewing his cud. And he's enjoying his past, present, and future. And what a wonderful way is lay perfectly in Psalm 71. So before we go there, Job says, you know, I have not depart from your commandments, not depart from the commandments of your lips. I have treasure the words of his mouth more than my daily double cheeseburger, more than my Cheetos, more than my Doritos, more than my water, or more than my famous cookie of the conference. Oh, it is good. Let me have some. Amen. Thank you, Erica. Oreo cookies. Sometimes they produce bad fat. It's not good for the heart. But they're good. He said, I have treasured your words more than my necessary food. That's the question. What we are restoring in our soul. So I want to introduce you a 5 R. Rescue, remember, resource, redeemer, and redemption. In the day of calamity, trouble, whatever the word and phrase you want to put it, to remember the faithfulness of your Lord God Almighty from past, present, and future. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He is a wonderful shepherd. And I think David was trained well under his shepherd. When we look at Psalms 23, as Brother Doug was talking about, the most famous and important word was mine. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Not only the shepherd of Israel or his other knucklehead brothers, but he said, that is my shepherd. I shall not want. So he was trained very well under the shepherd, which Hebrews 13:8 express, Isaiah 41:4, and Revelation 1:8. And that is a wonderful title in the New Testament. Jesus, one of them title is Amen. And it will come in the book of Psalms, and we will see it how each book have the word Amen is ingrained purposely by the Holy Spirit to identify who is the Amen. So as I said, God loves barbecue, and we all love barbecue because it smells good. And the question go back again to Matt and also to Brother Doug. What people are seeing in us? What they are smiling in us? Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, he said, I urge you by the mercies of God to present your body as a living sacrifice. That sacrifice cannot run. Living sacrifice will have a tendency to run. And we see that in the Old Testament. A living sacrifice is a son of Abraham, which is a picture of our Lord. He had a fully capability to knock that old timer and walk away, but he didn't. And it shows the picture of not only the obedience of his father, but also the trust of the son in the father's hand. Completely, he laid down his life. He can run, but he didn't. And I think that's the idea Paul got it. He said, for you and me, just like Christ 2,000 years ago on the cross presented himself, we have that same attitude to present our body as a living sacrifice. And that's what he's talking about in Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said, we are more than conquered or triumphant. That Christ lead us to people, some to as an aroma of life and some to as an aroma of death. So simply he's saying, you smell like a barbecue. You smell like a barbecue, and your smell will be not only, you know, experience, people will have attention because how you live. So barbecue is a good illustration, and we need to remember. So the book of Psalms, as one of the five wisdom books, the greatest collection of 150 psalms. 150 psalms, and many different titles can be described. So in 59 psalms are called lament or lamentation, where the prophet or someone is weeping and singing their heart out because the circumstance. 41 psalms are described as a praise. 17 psalms are hymns or songs, it's the same word. 10 are the royal, 9 for wisdom, and 8 for thanksgiving, and 6 for trust. And those are 6 psalms for trust. One of them is your and our psalms that we are studying today, 71. 71 psalms. There are few, but many hundreds of topics can be found in a psalm, and the book of Psalms expresses the deepest passion and compassion for mankind. Humanity. So I want to go a little bit into the introduction. The introduction of Psalm 71, many ideas among the theologians and commentators and regarding Psalm 71, some of them are expressing because they said there's no superscription on the Psalms. There's no title, literally. A lot of people say it's written by Jeremiah, but when we study, I don't see the connection. And some other says unknown, but I believe, as you know, Brother Doug was saying, 110% I may agree with him, is written by David. I have some reasons, and I want to bring some reasons why. A lot of people saying the author and the titles called the superscriptions are not there. So out of 150 Psalms, only 34 Psalms lack the superscriptions, and 17 Psalms, according to the Septuagint, big word, the pre-Christian Greek translation of the Old Testament, have the titles, and that is one of them, Psalm, is Psalm 71. So most of them have titles, and that I'm not going to give you, you know, to get bored, but that's just the information if you are talking to someone so you can have a reason to explain. 34 Psalms of 150 have no titles, and among that is Psalm 71, which is absolutely right. But David's name is as an author of 71 Psalms, and those Psalms are specifically goes from, you know, Psalms 1 to 9, 3 to 32, 34 to 41, 51 to 65, and 68 to 70, and it goes on. And in those title Psalms, Psalm 71 is not mentioned. But I want to present my reason why is David is certainly is the writer of this psalm. So here's some reasons. First thing, repetition. It's a good thing to see the author, why he's repeating himself, because that repetition have some kind of history. So repetition you see in that simply, like Psalm 71, verse 2, you see he said, deliver me or rescue me. That's the first mention, and we see that is a prayer. That's the shortest prayer. Rescue me. I remember when we were on our way to Oklahoma, from Oklahoma to Missouri, to meet Michelle's sister having a Bible study, and all of a sudden the tire pop, and we had an accident, and I had a Terminator 2 experience. It was fun. I was buckled. I had the glasses on, but my glasses was not dent, but they were sitting right down there. After four-time roll, carry ejected and stop, and it was the awesome evangelistic, you know, tour. It only cost $95,000. Only cost $95,000, but it was awesome to go through that experience and find out the goodness of God. It was the best. The doctor and clergy and nurses, police and junkyard, and anyone came in our way, they heard the name of Jesus. And I was saying, I'm glad this has happened, because if God wanna kill me, he had a better chance to kill me in Pakistan, but not in the U.S. I'm only went to 34 states. 14, so 16 more to go. I want to go to all America. I said, I'm not done. So he's not going to let that happen unless he decided. So I said, I'm still alive. So it was fun. Repetition. So I remember, as David said, deliver me, the shortest prayer. You will see in this Psalms, deliver me. And he often goes and he says, save me. And then he goes from verse 1 all the way to the end of the chapter. You see over and over the shortest prayers of David. Deliver me, rescue me, save me. And I come here, please, you know, have mercy on me. So repetition. And then number 2 is a style of a petition. Petition is also he's petitioning to the wonderful Almighty God. He have a wonderful relationship. The way he petition, also similar language with other psalms. And petitioner, personal relationship with God. Petitioner has a life database with the Lord. When he goes from his, childhood, from his youth, and then until he get the gray-headed old-timer. So he had a wonderful experience. And then the sixth one, Septuagint, gave us a wonderful picture, just like the Sermon on the Mountains, chapter Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7 is a one sermon. Before we got our Bible, and in original language, still there's no chapter and no verses. So just like the Sermon on the Mount is a one sermon, just like that, Psalm 71. I believe if you go in Septuagint and read Psalm 69, Psalm 70, Psalm 71, and 72 is written by the same guy. Even your Bible will say Psalm 72 is for Solomon. Actually, it should say not Solomon, but for Solomon, because Psalm 72 to the end, when we read, it completely tells us who is the writer. Psalm 72, verse 19 says, "Blessed be his glorious name forever, that he, that may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen, amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended." A lot of people says, you know, Psalm of Solomon. And I believe if you look at it in the right perspective, it is the prayer of David for his son who's going to be a king, which is a prophetic idea of Jesus Christ going to be ultimate king of glory. So that's a lot of fun to study like that. So these are the Psalms of David, and the prayer of David and is in Psalm 72, verse 20. So these are the reason. So, and also common statement with other Psalms. I'm not going to go through all of it. So if we look at Psalm 71, verse 1 to 4, compare with the Psalms 31 and 1 to 3, exactly same phrase and same way he's expressing. And New American Standard said, "I have taken refuge." King James says, "I put my trust." Psalm 70, Psalm 71, 11:1, 16:1, 25:20, and 31:1, 54. And you can write all those down. And deliver me. That's another word. It's repeated in those Psalms. 7, 25, 27, 31, 40, and many others. My rock, my fortress, Psalms 18. And that goes back all the way to 2 Samuel 22, 2 and 3, which is clearly is a David. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. And then, you know, from my birth, another prophecy phrase, Psalm 71, 6, and then Psalms 139, 15, and 16, he said, "In my mother's womb, you ordain the days that was written in your book." And then Psalms 22, 9, and 10, that is the prophecy for Jesus, and he said, "Upon you I was cast from my birth." Remember the night. The night he was born, when he was going to be slaughtered and he was taken care. I'm talking about Jesus, and Herod was going to kill a lot of people and a lot of children, sorry. "You have been my God from my mother's womb." So he's remember, his database is accurate. And that's a beautiful thing to remember. Psalm 150s are introduced of five books, like the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses. The book of Psalms are organized in five sections. So will you please open up with me the second book of Psalm, chapter 71. That's the second book, because it's of five books. And they are beautifully, beautifully made in a God way. And those Psalms are 150 Psalms. Our first book is chapter 1 to chapter 41 is the first book. And Psalms 42 to 72 is the second book. And Psalm 73 to 89 is the third book. And 90 to 106 is the fourth. And then 107 to 50 is the fifth or the last book. So it's a beautiful, and for the sake of time, I will just throw that in our study. Those 150 Psalms are the summary of the whole Torah. First 40 Psalms, if you go very carefully, you can read the first man and the second man, the creation and what was ruined by the first man and how it was going to restore by the second man, which is the Adam. And first book end with a benediction, which is chapter 41. And all the way you see, it's just a beautiful introduce the name of Christ in Old Testament called Amen. Double Amen. The book end, the first book end with a double Amen. Second book done with a double Amen. Third book done with a double Amen. And the fourth and fifth done with Amen and Hallelujah. Only used twice in the second last two book, fourth and fifth books of the Psalms. So that was just some funny information. So Psalm 70, 1 to 24. A prayer of old man, I will call a prayer of David for deliverance. I have some outline I like to share with you. That's the first redemption. So first four verses, when we look at it, of David, is just a beautiful, I think I messed my notes, but let me see, I can fix it. Thank you, Jesus. Where is that? Okay. Yeah. That's the one should be from here. Here we go. Thank you for the computer, Jesus. Huh. Okay. Psalm 71. I will use my old school notes in case, you know, when you get stuck, you have to have a backup. Okay, Psalms 71, 1, verse 1 to 4. It is a declaration of trust. A declaration trust explain us how he is, you know, going through the things. Is that the one showing? 1 to 4? Okay, let me throw this one. Right here?
No,
okay. Okay, good. I didn't do some tacky guy thing. So it's the whole thing there. Okay, declaration of trust. And that's a very beautiful word used here. It's called chasal. And that's one of them. Used to be five words of Hebrew for faith. Now is seven. So five or seven Hebrew faith word for faith in Old Testament, and that's one of them, very strong for trust. It's a picture of someone is running from a danger into a cave. If you put a picture of a rabbit, he's hiding because he knows that's the safest place can be for him. And David is like a rabbit running for, you know, rescue mission into the hands of his Almighty. So he said, it's a decoration. Decoration of faith, and that is the first R of resource. We need to remember our rescue. Don't forget your story of rescue. I believe David remembered that story over and over the day he was gonna be an obedient son and go to the war zone and present some cheese and crackers to his brother, and they start bashing on him, and he stay and he heard the things that he wanna, you know, don't wanna hear from his brothers, and then with those, you know, bad things and bad title was thrown at him, he heard that whoever's gonna take this giant down is gonna be, you know, rewarded. But he was not only chasing the reward, but he had the zeal for God. He said, how can this Philistine dog can bash on the God of Israel Almighty? He said, I will go and I'll fight. So he went and he remembered the story of his rescue when he went to rescue his sheep. So simple way I want to say, remember your rescue story. I have so many stories of God rescue mission for me and Carrie, and most of time when I'm going through some jam and some other things, I recall. Or sometime I say, I need to get on my reclining chair to put my weight on Jesus and recline and rest on the rescue of Him on that day. So remember the rescue. And I can say, you know, with Matt's rescue story, he remember how mighty he is. He's Jehovah, he's Almighty God. And you all have a rescue story. Some of them have, you know, one episode, or some of them have a whole, you know, 30 seasons. It doesn't matter if your story is short or longer, but you have a rescue story. And that's what David is declaring here. And in four verses, he's just saying, in you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame in your righteousness. Deliver me, rescue me. Incline your ears to me, save me. O my rock of habitation, which I continually run into. A picture of wonderful of a rabbit who is going back because he knows that's the safest place to be. Until his enemy or his destroyer or somebody that wanna take his life out. So first four verses are declaration of David's rescue story. And even verse 4, he said, rescue me, O God, O my God, out of the hand of wicked and out of the grip of wrongdoer and ruthless man. Remember your rescue story. Verse 5 to 6, divine care from my birth to youth. I often, before I go to the care of God, rescue story, I remember one time I had enough. I had enough and I want to quit. I want to walk away from the life. And I was going to make some foolish decision to take my life. And as I was in the process, two time, that tiny rope that I was trying to, you know, hang myself and take my life, it broke. I said, that thing even don't work. Maybe I'm too chubby or something. So God was in the details, and when that thing didn't work, I sat there and I heard the voice. What a way to die. What a coward way to go. And I heard and I changed my mind. I said, I don't want to die like a coward. I don't want to waste my life. So that was one of my rescue story. And I'm glad the rope could not hold my weight. Thank you, Jesus, for tiny ropes. I'm sure if I was in the USA, it will be, you know, the one that cannot break. But it was in Pakistan, thank God for the territory too. So Psalm 71, verse 5 and 6. the divine care from my birth to youth. Remember the faithfulness of God. And that's the past. Often we dwell in our paths on the things that we messed up and forget the good things that God has done. So he said, remember. He remembered the faithfulness of God, and that is a past. And if you look at verse 5 and 6, he's just reflecting, and he's saying, O Lord, God, you are my confidence from my youth. And he said, you have sustained me from my birth. You took me from my mother's womb. And he said, my praise continually for you. That's verse 5 or 6 verse. Verse 5 and 6. Remember, that's the second. And the third one is Psalm 71, 7 and 8. Discipline of promise and praise. David had a wonderful way of, you know, disciplining himself. As he's going through hardship, he's complaining and he's like, you know, lost his mind, but he's just, you know, in discipline. He said, but Lord, verse 7 and 8, he said, I have become a marvel to many and you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with thy praise. And he make a promise. He said, with all the glory all day long. And he said, I will just praise you. He's praising and making a promise in the midst of, you know, everything is just thrown at him. And that is a resource. Remember your resource. If your barbecue last time was good, remember the recipe. Don't ask Mr. Google to find out on YouTube. Remember the recipe. I will say resource, because resources are good to use in time of any kind of problem. And that's he's talking about his presence. So he knows that he's faithful in past. He's faithful to depend on the resources in the present time. And Psalm 71 verse 9 to 12. A deliverance of God and prayer for the old age. And that's a redeemer talking about the future. Verse 9 to 10, 12, he's talking about the redeemer. He said, do not cast me out in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. For my enemy have spoken against me, and those who watch for my life have concluded together that saying God has forsaken him. Pursue him, seize him, for there is no deliverance for him. Rescue mission. He remembered the Redeemer. And that's for future. Not only he's looking back, you know, all the victories he went, and he said, the God who took me from that situation, he can do it this time, and I will have a brighter future. So don't forget, Jesus Christ is yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He's not your, you know, 4AK agent, promise you for the future, and then say, sorry, the well is dry, and we cannot draw anything for you. You are on your own. Jesus Christ is the best agent as a redeemer, and he never break his promise. Psalm 71, verse 13, the destruction of adversary of his souls. So his pattern is very good, and you see the repetition over and over, and that is you see in the first 13 verses, and he's going to repeat again same pattern. Same pattern he's going to see, and then verse 14 and 16, destruction, his determination to return for mercies of God, and that is redemption. Verse 14 and 16, he talk about, and he said, but for But as for me, I hope continually. That's the third time hope used, as you know, Pastor Doug already pointed out to us, and will praise forever and evermore. My mouth shall tell thy righteousness and thy salvation all day long. For I do not know the summon of them. I will come with the mighty deeds of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, thy alone. I need to get, you know, updated version. This is a little bit hard for me. But it's good. It's the word of God. I have to just roll my tongue like, you know, I have a pneumonia or something. Wow. He said, I will come with the mighty deeds of the Lord. Just think about the deeds he's talking about, the good things. We often think about the bad things that happen to us. Every bad thing happen to us, or I will say every failure is not a final. It is the foundation to look beyond. Look beyond to count on the deeds of the Lord. So he's going back and he said, I'm determined. I'm going to return back to the mercies of God and having a reclining chair and put my whole weight and trust him. He's my redemption. He's my redeemer. He's my rescue missioner. He's everything. And he's just going back. What a view when he was doing that. Another reason to, you know, think about it. Verse 71:17, the divine training at my youth. Remember the faithfulness of God. He's go back again in those verses. Verse 17, he go back again to his past and he said, oh God, you have taught me from my youth, and I still declare your wonders deed. Don't forget your past, especially what God has done. Oftentimes when Satan comes with accusations on my soul, I said, hey, boy, you have no clue what is restored up for me. And I sometimes say, I have a prophecy for you, boy. You're going to burn in hell, and that's a prophecy nobody going to cancel. But my future is secure as God's word stands forever. I said, you cannot bring any allegations against me. I got a big brother who got a big rod. He's going to beat you according to Revelation. Don't have a wrong interpretation in your head. So anytime he bring allegation, he just hit the spot. Divine training at my youth. He said, I remember that you taught me from my youth. I still declare your wondrous deed. What time I have to quit? 2 o'clock. I have to, okay, it's time to go, I think. Yeah, okay, let's speed up. Okay, 17:17, and he's again go back to, you know, the discipline of promise and praise, resource. And he go back again, deliverance of God's prayer and for the old age, and the declaration of trust, chasad. That's one of them 7 Hebrew words. And that's a beautiful word. Run into your safe haven. If we will eat Cheetos, we will produce something that's going to last a little bit. If we have eating the Word of God, it is going to produce much better results. Determination to return back to the mercies of God. And that's the last one, so destructions of the adversary of his soul. So that's the first Psalm 72:24 verses, repetition. he repeats and he go back to his past, what God has done, and he's living in present, and he said, what he can do it in my past, he can do it for me now, and I will believe for the better future no matter what is the cost. And he's going back and back. And we can say Jesus is faithful today, tomorrow, and forever. Let's take a break and we will come back. God bless you. Father, bless and sanctify this food to our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen.